Last interview today on Italieco, the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England. This is Viviana Dragani on WNTN Radio Boston, Boston's hub for international radio. Today, I have an incredible guest. In the ever-evolving landscape of music, where genre blend and boundaries dissolve, there emerges a mysterious force known as Davy Neulich. Behind the enigmatic veil, Davy Neulich is not just a musical act, it's a collective expression of raw emotions, a sonic roller coaster navigating the highs and lows of life. Welcome.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, Davy, first up, tell us a bit about yourself and what first got you into music.
So there's actually three of us. The other two guys asked to not really be a part of the best way to put it would be the stage part. But there's three guys that are writing. All of our names are along the lines of David. There's me, Davy. There's David, and then also Dave. David's more of our creative flow and idea. He handles a majority of the conceptual ideas for writing. Dave handles the majority of the producing side of things. And then I handle a lot of the singing. Dave also does a little bit of the background vocals. What got me specifically into music was it was an outlet, very good for helping like cope with any negative or just any emotions in general. We were able to find a outlet through that through music. And so we would, growing up often, and like all three of us would usually, if we were having a bad day, throw on a music, like a song or something like that, and it would help us, you know, feel a little bit better.
Thank you. So what were there any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Tons, from all different sorts of genres, from hip hop to alternative. I grew up listening to a lot of alternative and hip hop in specific. Dave listens to a lot of metal and rock mostly. And then David said he listens to just about everything. My main influence in terms of other musicians would probably be a mix between XXXTentacion and AJR.
Great. And how would you describe your musical style?
That's kind of, I've been struggling to kind of come up with a description of that. I guess mostly along the lines of alternative, but we are trying to create a non-specific like label on our style. We want it to be able to expand and try new things.
I see. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
Oh, that's a difficult choice. I'm sure the three of us would have different answers for that. I would say it would be really cool to participate with, I guess I would, it would be really cool to do a song with AJR.
Terrific. And tell us about your new projects coming out in 2024.
So right now, our main focus is we're trying to depict the five stages of grief along with the in-between states of it. Having the song be, like each song be a different stage of grief. And so we had Shambles, which would be the initial kind of shock state. And like, it kind of depicts all of them, but not entirely. Our next track that we're working on, we haven't fully decided on the name yet, but we are trying to depict the state in between anger and going into bargaining.
And how does this new project represent your style?
It's different. And so instead of, like, for example, the style we had with Shambles, we're going on a different approach and going for more of a rock style. We figured having a lot more with the guitars would be helpful with depicting a little bit more with like anger, because that would be the next stage.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what are your hopes for this new project?
One of our hopes would just be to kind of show like the emotional effects and like portions that people can go through while they're going through grief. It has very many different faces. We're hoping to be able to show people like, first of all, they're not alone. We want to promote, you know, suicide awareness, depression awareness, and just like the mental health community.
That's great. And what can you tell us about your plans for 2024 and beyond?
We don't have much in set in stone yet. A lot of it's still in the preparation stage. As I previously mentioned, we have the stages of grief project that we're working on. We are working on additional songs in addition to that, which aren't re necessarily related to that project, but we're still kind of in the experimental stage of it.
Thank you. And final question, how can my audience find you on social media?
Currently, we don't have social media set up. However, we are our track is currently available. It should be just about on any social platform.
Perfect. So today we will be playing Shambles. What is the song about?
That song is about someone that had been friends with somebody else that unfortunately is no longer with us. It depicts like the emotional state that is the impact of somebody else's depression. Like the three of us had many friends growing up that struggled with depression and suicidal, I guess, ideals. And fortunately, a lot of those friends are still with us. We have lost a couple friends and family members, but the song is to kind of show that side of things, like the not from the perspective of the person who has the extreme depression, things like that, but like the perspective of like somebody who's on the outside of it, kind of trying to be there for them.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And now, guys, stay tuned because we're going to play Shambles.